On Wheaton College Week, are farmers' markets achieving their goals? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Justin Shoup, assistant professor of sociology, looks into whether they are getting healthy food to those who need it.
Participation in the local food movement has grown dramatically in the United States, with the farmers market being one of its most widespread and heavily promoted forums. Proponents argue that farmers markets not only support local food systems, but also strengthen community and make healthy food available to people who might otherwise not have access to it. My analysis of nearly 6,000 farmers markets across the United States found that, at present, the reality of the movement falls short of its many promises towards improving access to healthy food, but it also found cause for optimism. For the past several years, I've been studying farmers markets, where they are located, how they operate, and who they serve. As you might expect, mapping the location of farmers markets and analyzing the characteristics of neighborhoods that host markets revealed that most are in spaces with higher than average socioeconomic characteristics, higher than average white residents, and overwhelmingly located in urban areas. But the data contains surprises, too. For example, though overwhelmingly located in well-to-do areas, when compared to surrounding neighborhoods, market areas were more likely to have residents who were doing poorly economically. The use of public assistance programs was significantly higher in neighborhoods with farmers markets, too. Lastly, in some areas of the country, a significant portion of markets were located in neighborhoods made up of residents who were exclusively racial and ethnic minorities. Based on the data, farmers and farmers markets could be moving closer to addressing some issues of food access. However, work still remains. Continued experimentation, such as rethinking the types of produce and products sold, involving interested communities in market development, and increasing food assistance credits to be used for purchasing food at markets could be ways to promote a more inclusive market session. Such strategies may help farmers markets broaden their reach to underserved populations.
That was Justin Shoup of Wheaton College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.